thank you for being here. Today, we have had the meeting of the board. We approved the results for 2015. And I am honored to anticipate that they have been record results, excellent results. Results that are above our expectations. And I have to say that although in 2015 we have had some extraordinary projects, the merge, and other projects, and at operating level, we have had to manage a demand that was, you know, better than what we expected. So our supply chain was challenged, put under pressure, but I have to say that positive results, and we have had a confirmation of some inefficiencies, and as soon as we get into details, we will have to improve the situation for 2016. 2016 should be better because we have anticipated some issues at the end of 2015. The performance has been excellent, more or less similar in all different markets, Mediterranean, Europe, which have been always weak markets for the demand, also the US market and the Mexican market, and also our Indian acquisition, although the impact is quite small on numbers because we acquired majority at the end of October, but I have to say that there is an extremely positive trend everywhere. And this is very important, in my opinion, from a strategic viewpoint, because it means that our positioning on the different markets in different development stages, both consolidated markets and developing markets, and also markets where there is a distribution, a much more developed distribution channel, I have to say that this growth is strong, is sustainable, and as I like to say, our project is a medium, long-term, sustainable project. Stefano De Rosa mentions, you know, that always says that an increase in sales generates an increase in the EBITDA in a proportional way. So we are a very integrated company, and we have a double-digit turnover, and also the EBITDA benefits from this, although in a situation with unstable foreign exchange rates. At the end of 2014, there was a strong depreciation of the euro. And as I have said during our first contacts with the market, I have always explained that we have an internal balance that protects us from all the different currency fluctuations. This year, we have had a confirmation of this, an additional confirmation of this. So the main elements of these months, they have been very rich months, I have to say, but I remember that some investor, they said, you're listed, you have acquisitions, but then, well, we made a couple of very important operations. 2015, so we acquired the majority of our Indian company, which I think will give us great satisfactions in the medium term. And finally, after a long period of preparation, so to say, we were able to conclude the takeover in the art and craft. I can also anticipate that after 1 month, we already have very good confirmations in terms, not numbers only, but a confirmation of our strategy. We see that the distribution has really appreciated our decision and the choice of becoming a global manufacturer, a leading global manufacturer in colors. So world leader in the production of colors for all different ages in order to face the evolution of distribution. I think that after so many extraordinary events, I would like to spend a couple of words on the current situation. So we have had an extraordinary, excellent 2015. We have entered 2016 with an acquisition made during the first 6 days of February. I can say that the year is giving us very, very good results and very good signs. So the growth that in the last 10, 15 years we have always guaranteed, including in moments with very low, very weak economic cycles, I think this is consolidating now because our journey is a strategic journey. So I think we are acquiring very important market positions because we can satisfy the consumers better at a more competitive price. And this, you know, while guaranteeing very interesting, more and more interesting margins. So now, Stefano, I don't know, maybe you would like to, I have made some very general comments so far. Maybe, Stefano, you would like to give some exact figures so that, you know, from words we get to concrete facts. Good evening to all of you. So if you go to page 4 of our presentation, the presentation you have received, there is the trend of our sales. 2015, 285.3 million. So there is a 17.9% increment compared to 2014, which was 233 million. It is obviously very important to make a couple of comments. First of all, the exchange rate effect. The exchange rate effect was mostly in the U.S., in North America, and it was about 13-14 million euros. And M&A, the effect is mainly for the 2 months of the Indian company, and we have consolidated the company. We started to consolidate the company on the 1st of November 2015, So it's 2 months consolidation. In India, the sales, the revenues for the 2 months were 6.5 million. 2014, there was an effect, which was the purchase of Mainieri from the Art and Craft Company that was taken over on the 1st of April 2014. So if we normalize the M&A effect, the organic growth is 8.3%. Growth has occurred mainly in North America. It grew by 16%, Central America with 7%, and also in Europe, especially the Mediterranean country, with 6% increase. These are all organic growth rates. Talking about the product area, it is important to say that without the M&A effect, there was a significant growth in the pencils sector, graphite and colored pencils as well, while in instruments and tools was about 6%, and the area industrial tools and office tools was about 6% equally. At geographical level, we have to underline that, as you can see, India, in spite of the 2 months, is becoming important. The dominant area is still Europe, where Fila in Italy and Germany and France, these are the best-selling countries, followed by North America, which is growing thanks to the performance of USA, 31% revenues, and 20% for the South, Central and South American, where Mexico plays the most important role in terms of revenues. 3% of the sales is mostly India, and the rest of the sales is mainly allocated in Africa. So if you go now to page 5, we can have a look together at the EBITDA growth, 18.4%. So the group closed about 47.6 million euros compared to the 42 million euros of 2014. So we're talking about normalized EBITDA with a non-recurrent extraordinary cost referred to the M&A effect. In 2014, we had Mainieri and Carly, and 2015, of course, the merge and the Indian operation as well have played the most of the 5.8 million euros. If we normalize the growth from the EBITDA in India, which is 1.2 million euros, organic growth will be 15.4%. As Mr. Candela was saying before, this is almost a double growth than sales, because we have about 35-40% operating lever. Just a couple of words, because I've mentioned the 2 months for India. And then you also have the performance on India in 2015. They closed with 41.2 million euros sales compared to the 28.4 in 2014. So it's about 40% growth. And EBITDA, 6.3 million euros versus the 4.6 in 2014. These are full year data. The net result growth has been 23%. This is a very important point, and we have to stress this point, because, of course, apart from the business effect, the costs I have mentioned before, M&A costs and extraordinary operations, I have to say that the net result here, there are the effects of costs that were non-recurrent costs and non-monetary costs. I refer to the famous effect every quarter we have had. I am referring to the effect of the difference, 45.8 million euro, and then the market warrant went into operation on the 5th of January, so they have affected the Fila situation as of 31st of December, and everything was set off from a non-monetary positive force referred to the acquisition of, since we got 32% in October, there was a reevaluation of the entire participation at a fair value. So there was 12.5 that was part of the company bought in 2012. Now, if you go on to page 6, we can analyze the financial position, the trend of the financial position. The net, we closed at 38.8 million areas, 54 the previous year. it must be analyzed. Of course, we have to normalize the extraordinary effect of this year. And so the cash from the merge with space is 64. So our financial position is 103.6 million euro. So with an absorption of 45 million euro versus the previous year. Talking about the operating cash flow, the company has generated a flow before the adjustment of 26.2 million euro and the absorption of the working capital, as you can see. The main items of this flow that reduce the trend, the historical trend that was 80% traditionally and now is about 36%. So the main shares that have temporarily affected and reduced the cash have been the stock, the warehouse, and that was a decision from our management. So we have decided to keep the stock on the fourth quarter in order to face the sales, 2016 sales better, also in view of the costs borne by the company, by the group in 2015 for about 2 million euros. And also because some sales opportunities were not taken the best advantage from. So the stock, we decided to keep it at, not to reduce it in the fourth quarter in order to face the growth trend better, the one we expect for 2016 as well. Our stock is not critical. There is no critical in terms of obsolete products and 2% also this year. Another phenomenon that has affected the net working capital has been the payment of the debts that coming from space, because the net cash we received about 70.6 million. And there is also gross cash, which was due to the payment of debts that, you know, they were paid by the company after the acquisition of space. In terms of extraordinary cash absorption for the acquisition of the 36.1 million for the Indian company and also investments, intangible productivity installations in the main cities of the group. I'm talking about Mexico, China, and my Mary, 7.6 million euros, and the interest about 3.8 million euros. So this phenomena, the net working capital, the absorption on cash for the taking over of the Indian company, the interest paid, so there is about 45 million. I think we are ready now for questions, so I would now leave the floor to the questions from our audience. I remind you to press star 1 if you want to make a reservation. Alessandro Cecchini, Equita. Good evening to all of you. I have a few questions. The first one, if you can give us maybe your feelings, let's say your opinion on the organic growth of sales for the first months of 2016 as well, just to have a kind of a general indication to see and understand how the year has started. And then the second question is about the price increase. I would like to understand what kind of price increase we can expect for 2016 compared to the price increase that was made in 2015. And the third question, what about the dollar integration? There is a good feedback from the distribution, you have said, but maybe you can spend a couple of words more. And also the normalized tax rate, I have calculated more or less 30%. So I would like to understand whether this can be a reasonable value for the next few years. Now, the last question, and I will start from the last question, and then I will leave the floor to Massimo. The tax rate is correct. It is an important phenomenon that we have to stress out for the last quarter. For some items, cautiously, we did not, for example, the stock exchange costs that had been born before the merging, the ACE effect, what happened up to the third quarter, we had allocated the payment of entries, and now also the tax income declaration in November with more figures. We have also allocated the active deferred items, and the tax rate is approximately, as you said, Alessandro, about 30%. Now, Massimo, Mr. Candela, in order to answer your question, first, I can give you some general remarks. I do not have any documents right now. I think, although we have just started, let's say, the new year, 2014 was better than the average. Can you hear me now? A little bit better, yes. 2014 was better than the previous year, and actually the same happened with 2015. Now I think that 2016 will be a better year as well. The first month, we are doing better than our expectations, but we have to wait, of course, but we have invested a lot in 2015. We have suffered a little bit, so I have to say that it's a situation that we have to, I'm sorry, I do not have a clear line. So if we look at the figures from the previous years, the current year is always better than average values. And this is going to be the case. This is the case for 2016. Now, talking about the price, 2015, we explained that because of some service problems, we did not, let's say, put the problems with the dollar onto the market. So we had anticipated that in 2016 we were going to put the increment on our prices, and costs are always also growing. So, in few words, there will be increase higher than inflation. And we have also to consider that in our sector, price increases after the school campaigns is completed and then are finalized. So we have to see our consolidated data. In Europe, prices will increase more than in the dollar land, in the dollar area. Of course, the US dollar has got weaker, and also considering the inflation, the denomination is in dollar most of all. And for what regards dollar, first of all, the company is doing good, is working good. And also, we have just finished some trade shows. We have participated in some trade shows and meetings. And all the different situations, customers have showed interest. And in terms of, business synergy, dollar and FILA customers, dollar customers and FILA customers are going to create a synergy on the market. And this is going to be the scenario, not only for this year, but for about 3 to 4 years in the future. So if this is a good start, it is a good start, so I'm sure the future will be even brighter. Thank you. At the moment, there are no other questions. There is now a question from Giada Cabrino, Banca Akros. Good evening to all of you. So a question on art and craft. I imagine that this is a growing segment for you. So I wonder, what is the percentage on total revenues, total sales for art and craft in the future? Art and craft is a very interesting sector because it's got a higher margin. So entering a sector that accounts for 10% of the world market, that's the market value compared to our market. The 10% is made of medium to small and very small companies. So we have realized that the target. So we are going to see a very strong acceleration in terms of concentration on the market. And this means that the sector does not grow in consumption, but FILA is doing quite good with internal growth. So we are now giving priority to art and craft acquisition and in order to grow on dimension. So if we can grow in dimensional terms, I think we can get a higher percentage in art and craft than children's color. And then, of course, the situation will tend to get normalized, so there will be a higher growth for FILA in terms of market shares, but art and craft, I expect to have a very important relative growth there, up to one-third. Now, Alessandro Cecchini, Equita. I have a couple of more questions. The first one is about the management of the working capital. We have understood the reasons in 2015 to support the beginning of 2016. So I imagine that 2016 will see an absorption in this item also. So the stock in the warehouse, well, actually inventories will be normalized at the end of the year compared to the more robust value at the beginning of the year. And then the competitive scenario, can you give us some indications, especially on two countries? I would like to understand the U.S. and the Mexico situations. I know that these are extremely important countries for you. The working capital. It was a need at the end of the year, but we will not go back to the same levels of 2013-14, the stock, and that's also a step that guarantees continuity. There will be an improvement, but we will not go back to the origin. I remind you that we are working. We have already started a project for the group, and the first step is in progress. The company wants to centralize, intends to centralize our warehouses. Compared to the current situation, in order to make it more efficient for the distribution, there will be an ERP management system for the different subsidiaries, and the ERP will, of course, improve us, give us some improvement. We will improve, but we will not go back to the previous levels, where 46-47% of the sales, more or less. As regards, instead, your second question, Alessandro, would you refresh my memory a second? The second question was about the competitive scenario. Okay, you're right. The situation is quite positive because we had suffered some kind of competition, which was not a competition, it was a kind of a decision from the government in terms of the schools for some electoral reasons. Now, this process has come to an end. It actually created huge damage to the distribution. So now the process has completed. Now the market is operating according to the typical ordinary mechanisms, so that we have a competitive share and we are growing. So I feel confident, but I think art and craft, the market penetration will be extremely important for us. Very interesting. The margins are very interesting as well. There are no local manufacturers, so it is a positive scenario. For the U.S., we always have to face the usual problem, the number of big customers, but we are working in synergy, Fila, Dollar, and I believe that we will be able to convince our customers to trust us. And I'm sure this will result in very interesting growth, much more interesting than in the past. At the moment, we're doing good in the school sector. We are going to schools and customers as well. So I would say in general that the competitive scenario, that we have a larger portfolio of products. We have a good industrial position as well. So in my opinion, the scenario, we are facing a better competitive scenario than in the past. So there is some confidence and the hopes, of course, for the future. So double-digit growth, and also we have, if you, maybe we cannot say that it will not be as Italy, but, you know, also considering England, I can expect a very good growth, for example, also from the German market. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I confirm that there are no questions at the moment. So I think at this point we can first of all thank everybody for attending our meeting today, and I think we can conclude our session. Again, thank you for being here. Have a nice evening, and this is the end of our conference call. Goodbye.